The following is a class given by His Holiness Larompa Swami on preparing for the 32 rounds, recorded on 6th July 2008 in Oswego, United States.
I hope everybody is fired up, ready to blast off and chant with extra special enthusiasm to become more absorbed in the holy name. We've been hearing that in the form of Krishna's holy name, in the form of His holy name, Krishna is even more merciful than His other manifestations, especially for the sage of Kali, because Krishna makes Himself readily accessible through the holy name. I don't know about the rest of you this morning, maybe the rest of you, I'm sure the rest of you had a very different experience than my experience. The striving to absorb oneself in Krishna's holy name is truly dependent upon Krishna's mercy. It's a nice, very, very nice way of understanding that Krishna is a person. Mercy means person on the other end, as a person. So, stated the other way. The holy name, that the process of chanting is not like a club, and we beat the mind with a club into submission, and then the mind can be attentive. We want to bring the mind to the holy name, but it's the holy name that is this merciful, all-attractive, supreme presence of Krishna. And it's a relationship with Krishna that we're wanting. Krishna invites us to enter into that relationship with Him by being present in the form of the holy name. So we just have to be present before Krishna's presence, in the presence of the holy name. I wanted to read this morning some inspirational verses from scripture where Shukadeva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have given some very, very wonderful descriptions of what is this holy name that we're chanting and trying to enter into more deeply. There's five of them. We'll start with a well-known one that comes in Padma Purana, where the sunlight and computer screens don't go well together. Yeah, that would help. That would help a lot. Thank you. Oh, there it is. Next, this is Shukadeva Goswami speaking about the processes for achieving perfection. So we know that in this age of Kali, the process for achieving perfection is the chanting of the holy name. So, Krite, in Satya Yuga, sometimes called Krita Yuga, Krite Yadhyayato Vishnum. In the Satya Yuga, the process of achieving perfection is meditation. Dhyayate Vishnum. Tretayam Yajato Makai. And in Treta Yuga, by performing sacrifices. Dvapare Paricharyanam. In the Dwarapa Yuga, the process of serving the deity form of the Lord. And Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Let's just consider. What's being presented is, these are means for achieving perfection. Perfection. Not like a pious activity, but perfection of a human mission, a human form of life. And the process of meditation that we read about in Satya Yuga for unbroken, fixed mind for tens of thousands of years. We can't do that. Or the process of yajna, not just chanting of mantras, but yajna such that the brahmana ignites the fire by mantra, and to show the efficacy of his mantras, the older animal enters the fire and comes out a young animal. And Lord Vishnu appears from the fire. I mean, the capacity is not in this age because it's so deteriorated in quality. Or approaching the Lord's lotus feet in the form of deity worship. So we have these processes of sacrifice and meditation and deity worship, but to perfect them is simply from this chanting of the holy name. In Antya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya describes, of course, the whole of the Bhagavatam is the basis of Lord Chaitanya's teachings, and the whole of the Bhagavatam is the process of devotional service is the best of all linking, or the summit of all linking processes, all yoga systems. And in the devotional service process, there's 9 items. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this verse in Antya Lila, is describing that topmost, most perfect, most effective in this age of Kali is simply chanting the holy name. Of the 9 processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. Prabhupada comments in the purport, there is no prayer for shelter or liberation in the Hare Krishna mantra. Now certainly there's liberation, and certainly there's shelter. But shelter for the purpose of liberation is not the invocation that a devotee approaches the holy name with. Rather, the mantra reveals the indescribable attraction of the soul for the Supreme Lord by the thread of love. This is Lord Chaitanya disclosing. What should be the mood? What should be our contemplation while we're chanting 32 rounds this morning and our 16 rounds or whatever prescribed rounds we have each day? tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Not for seeking liberation or beating the mind with the holy name. Rather, on the thread of love, this most indescribable natural attraction of the soul for Krishna is especially accessible through the holy name. Krishna has made himself accessible like that. So when we're chanting, that meditation can be there. These names are for those who are on the path of Madhurya Rasa, the highest of all rasas. By being followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mood of our Lord and Master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that same mood, chanting of the holy name induces this feeling of love, as Mahaprabhu has. Of course, we have our constitutional position, whatever that constitutional position is, that will be disclosed by the mercy, as Chandramali Swami was describing yesterday, by the mercy of the spiritual master and the mercy of the holy name, by the mercy of the process of devotional service that we're given. But that love which Lord Chaitanya came to deliver through the medium of the chanting of the holy name is that highest of all rasas, the highest of all forms of love. Even the other rasas in Braja are imbued with that Madhurya Rasa, as the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have disclosed. So this is, we have no qualification for these gifts. We don't even, how to even conceive of them, how to think of them. Despite our disqualification, Mahaprabhu is so merciful, and the holy name is so merciful. So we should want to, as we're chanting, receive, meet, rise to meet that mercy. Rupa Goswami similarly describes the glory of the chanting of the holy name. This is from Upadeshamrita, or Our Nectar of Instruction. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. But the tongue of one afflicted by jaundice, by the jaundice of avidya, cannot taste anything sweet. It is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease of avidya is gradually destroyed at the root. So we're taking this time out of our busy lives. I was thinking of like describing this japa retreat with so many elder devotees that we took part in Ojai, California, but just looking around the assembly here, so many devotees here doing so many things. So many things. So many things it makes our head spin sometimes. So many things. But we're taking time from that busy activity of daily life to focus very concentrated way on the holy name. And even there may be no taste because the jaundice of avidya is there. With faith in the holy name, we're chanting, trying, this is emphasizing this theme of reaching to receive this mercy, to have the jaundice of our conditional life removed, because it's not natural that sugar candy is naturally sweet, and the tongue likes sweet things, but we can't taste in a jaundiced condition. So the jaundice-like condition of avidya, we're covered, we're conditioned. But we have some faith in the holy name. And the holy name recognizes that faith which we extend to the holy name, to Krishna, in the form of his holy name. And he removes that jaundice-like condition, and the natural sweetness of the holy name is there. How many of the devotees, I asked this question yesterday morning, how many of the devotees woke up this morning hearing the melodies that we were singing yesterday? Naturally. Just first thing in the morning. And so now it makes a strong impression. You know, we're thick. We need strong impressions. So now it's 32 rounds, make a strong impression. And if the eagerness that we're reaching out to receive this very powerful medicine of the holy name to remove our ignorance so we can taste the holy name, calling out and receive that mercy of the all-merciful Krishna, it'll make a very, very strong impression to help us make further progress. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, as a result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one makes such advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates. There's a good one, the Terminator. Material existence is terminated. And he receives love of Godhead. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one name without offense, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches. But Durdaivim Idusha Mahajani Naduraga, I have no attraction. And so, like Chandramali Swami was describing, and as our retreat in Gita Nagari was focused upon, this third verse of Shikshastakam is shelter for us, to help us, through Lord Chaitanya's instructions, to receive this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful gift. Then, finally, Rupa Goswami is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the verse from his Lalita Madhava, in which he's describing the holy name. He's tasting. His jaundice-like condition of avidya has been removed. The nescience of material existence is gone, and he's situated in love of God. And here's what his chanting of the holy name is described by himself. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind. And therefore, all the senses become inert. Everything stops. The mind, as one of the six senses, just becomes riveted on the holy name of Krishna. The this is from Vidugta Madhava, not Lalita Madhava, where it's invocation verse, where he's just finished glorifying his Ishtadev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to give this, the holy name, chanted in this way. So we're somewhere else besides what Rupa Goswami is experiencing. But it's hankering for being a recipient of that gift, not exactly, as we discussed yesterday, not exactly hankering for an experience, but hankering for being qualified to receive the gift that Lord Chaitanya wants. Just like if you have a friend and they want to give you something, you may think, I'm not qualified to receive this something, but they want to give you the something. So Mahaprabhu is our, Krishna is our best friend, and he's the most merciful form of our best friend, who is giving the most merciful form of Krishna in the form of the holy name. He wants us to have this, and we're not qualified. So that to help us become qualified is that we have suitable eagerness. We want to receive that gift that he wants to give us. So it's our faith and our eagerness to receive. We should try to chant in that way. So when we have our 32-round day and in our japa retreats, 64-round day, deliberately the class is short, to the point, put in rocket fuel, charge up, and blast off with a strong prayerful mood, calling to our great acharyas who want to inspire us. They're tasting, they want us to taste. They understand the science of overcoming this block covering our consciousness, ignorance, it's covering our consciousness, preventing us from tasting, nurturing our faith, so we can, with great inspiration, strive. And if that taste doesn't come, then have faith that the process is purifying us, bringing us closer to that free from the diseased condition. Krishna will recognize the effort that we're making, the faith that we're extending to him, the loving relationship that we're trying to establish through the chanting of the holy name, and it'll be a permanent asset. So I'm sure in a little bit of time the deities will appear here. We can chant before the deities. Chanting, I encourage, as much as your fatigue may permit, stay and we'll try to chant together. Very, very powerful. You'll hear the intensity of the vibration increase as we go on chanting up until breakfast time. If, as much as possible, you may have to get up and walk around or do something, some service or whatever. Try to stay and chant together. Breakfast will be, I guess, served over here at 9 o'clock. Take breakfast and please observe Mona. And around 11:30 or so, we'll check and see how everybody's doing and probably have a little kirtan. Soft kirtan here. For those that, yeah. Which one?
The first statement about the threat of love.
Sure, sure. I'd be glad to read them all again.
Yeah.
And they have to do it just to find it. Krishna. Sorry, it's not appearing. Ah. There's no prayer. This is a commentary, it's not a verse. Prabhupada's commentary on a verse from Antilila. That's why I couldn't find it. There is no prayer for shelter or liberation in the Hare Krishna mantra, but the mantra reveals only the indescribable attraction of the soul for the Supreme Lord by the thread of love. These names are for those who are on the path of Madhurya Rasa, the highest of all rasas. The mantra reveals only the indescribable attraction of the soul for the Supreme Lord by the thread of love. So, may you all have a wonderful experience chanting the holy name with great attention, great enthusiasm, great prayerful mood. May you experience the mercy of Krishna in the form of Krishna's holy name. And by being together in this concentrated way, it will help us to have that experience by the mercy of the association of Vaishnavas. Shinam Sankirtan ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Gopimanandi.